Maybe you need to be taken to the private room.
You know, I haven't had that happen to me yet, Alex, but I would welcome it because I sure in the hell would raise hell about it afterwards, and everyone should, especially journalists who are being intimidated because they're criticizing the TSA and the government. That's our job. Our job is to be watchdogs and publish what they don't want published.
Sounds like we've got an extremist on the line, ladies and gentlemen. These are her views and not mine. Whoa, extreme. The press should be questioning and be a watchdog. I'm scared right now. Now, seriously, let's talk about Obama, because I know you've been focusing on that. I mean, as a journalist, what is it like and what's happening inside the highest levels of journalism that you've been in while he's been, purging journalists and trying to create a giant chilling effect here?
Okay, first I want to reinvigorate the public's definition of journalism. I think people think that journalism is what they're seeing on the news, and that's where reporters standing in front of the camera smiling, saying that the grass is green and the sky is blue. That's just reporting. Journalism is publishing something no one else wants to see. It's investigating. It's not just saying whatever the government tells you. And that's true muckraking investigative journalism that we need to reinvigorate in our society. And so what Obama has done with his war on whistleblowers and by going after journalists with subpoenas, if he has created a chilling effect, Alex, that we have never seen to the likes of this level in this country. And that's because Obama has prosecuted more journalists and whistleblowers than any other president in our history under the 1917 Espionage Act, including Pulitzer Prize winning New York Times reporter James Risen. So when the networks see Obama going after journalists to try to get them to reveal their sources, that creates a chilling effect. Not only that, Obama has turned journalists into criminals. And I'm not an extremist, Alex. If you look at the logic here, as a journalist, my number one duty to my sources and to the public is to never reveal confidential sources. Well, now that Obama is subpoenaing journalists to reveal those sources and essentially saying that they're criminals for not doing so, he has criminalized the profession of journalism. Why society isn't raising hell about this and the mainstream media journalism outlets is beyond me. And I saw the direct effects, Alex, of Obama's actions at CNN. There were investigations that I wasn't allowed to do because they were too high of a risk of being subpoenaed. And it really became, I'll break it down for you, it became like this. If I went to them with a story that had a really sensitive source, a source who is potentially wanted by the federal government or the federal government doesn't like, well, that's pretty much everyone who is criticizing the federal government right now. It would be a risk assessment. So what is the risk of Obama subpoenaing us for this information? Step one. Okay, let's evaluate that risk. Now, if you're subpoenaed, will you give up your source? No, I would always say I would never do that. Okay, so now, if we're going to go through the story, are we willing to pay the legal fees if Obama subpoenas us for those sources? And sometimes the answer was no. And I think that's a situation and a chilling effect that should be terrifying.
Sure, and the answer, I want your answer to this. The answer is the media universally sticks together for the First Amendment and journalistic integrity and goes after Obama and absolutely destroys the courts. We've got the power unless we give it up. And that's what happened with the communists and Hitler and others.
Yeah.
If we let them subvert the press, you know, this is an award-winning journalist and somebody studied history. If we do this, this is how the tyranny happens. This is one of the final moves, the final red flags here, that if we let the intimidation work of this mafia, it's over.